Sweetest friends, this is very, very, very exciting. We are continuing our discussion of Din of Rov and Miut. And in the previous shiur, we saw huge yisod. We saw Rashi in Nidan Daf Yutches, who says that the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim about the question of whether you say Smoch Miut ala Chazaka, and then it's 50-50. And you even have to be choshish for the miut. When you have a chazak against a rov, you're choshish for the chazak, because you're soimech the miut to the chazak, and there's a reyes on the rov. That's the sheet of Rabbi Meir. And the chachamim argue, and they say, no. There's a rov. The rov beats the chazak, en al maladaber. Zakt Rashi in Upshad and Machlokes is, it's the same Machlokes as to whether you hold, are you Choshashin al Miut or Ein Choshashin al Miut? In other words, let's say you don't have a Chazak, you just have a Miut. So do you have to be Machmir Michoshish for that Miut? Or Meir says yes. Chum say no. Same Machlokes. So in the previous year we said, what are you talking about? That Machlokes is only a Dirabana, where the Choshashin al Miut are not. It's only a Chumr Dirabana. But this Shaila of whether Smoch miut ala chazaka, whether you put the miut together with the chazaka and it can beat a rov, it's already a din Torah. So how can you make tali tanya with a little tanya? How can you be told that din d'oraisa, din d'rabanan? We explain that really it's the same shorash machlokas. Even the din d'rabanan is mevusas on the same yisod, and that is, what does a rov do to a miut? Does a rov knock a miut out of the park, or is there still a miut? Just the rov defeats the miut, it overcomes the miut. Rabbi Meir holds, the rov doesn't knock the miut out of the park. What does a rov do? A rov is stronger than a miut, so make a right then you have to follow the rov. But since it doesn't completely knock it out, if there's a chazaka together with the miut, reyes on the rov. According to for the very same reason, chashin al miut, if there's no chazaka. And according to the chacham and the rabbanan, no. The rov completely knocks the miut out of the park. And memela, when you have a rov against the chazak, it's pasher going to go with the rov. Because when do you follow chazakas? When there's a suffix. But if there's a rov, there's no miut. There's no chazak. And that's what the rov does. The rov completely knocks out the miut. So what we saw in the shir was that miut a command alese, that according to Chaman, this miut is like nothing. However, we concluded that if there are instances in which there is a miut, then we have to be choshish for the miut. If there's an instance where the rov is just a psak and an hagah b'safek, and it's not a hachra brura, then we have to be choshish for the miut. That's how we concluded. And now we're going to see bolstering of this thesis. Dogel me'ravava. But before we get to the Dogel Me'ravava, with our flaring in the Rambam. Zok the Rambam in the fourth parak of Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuras, Halacha Dalit. V'osur lechol min ha-behemo shenolda ad leil yom shmini. Ad leil shmini. You're not allowed to eat from an animal that was born until the night, it's eighth night. Do you know that? An animal was born, you get it in the supermarket, but don't worry about it. When it was shechted, it already reached 8 days. Because the Rambam says that if it doesn't reach 8 days, it has a din of a nafel. A nafel is a non-viable fetus, and it has various halachas that it's not considered a valid living being. So if it doesn't wait 8 days, it's considered a nafel. You're not allowed to eat a nafel. So you have to wait until 8 full days pass, and then you know that it's a viable animal, and you can shecht it and eat it. The Rambam firtois, the Rambam concludes, ve'ein lokin olav, but there's no malchus. The makor of the Rambam is Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Brice and Shabbos Kuflam at Helmut Beis, that if kol sheshah shmuches yamin bevehema eino nefel, 8 days is in a nephil, and it brings a raya from a pasuk. 8 days is a valid carbon. So the Rambam is mechadish a chiddush, that even b'diavad, if one shechs the carbon for 8 days, it's still going to be asur daraisa. Ein lokan olav mashma ein malchus avayish po asur daraisa. Why is there an isur daraisa? Because it's a suffik isur Torah. Why is it a suffik isur Torah? Why is it a suffik isur Torah? There's a Tosin Yevamos Naflamit Vavamit base that says that Roiv Nashim give birth to a Vlad Malia. So let's say the same thing here, that Rov Behemoth, makes sense, are giving birth to Vlad Ma'alias, right? So you have a Rov. Once you have a Rov, Leheder, why do we say there's a Suffik Yisud Daraisa? Say there's a Rov, that Rov Behemoth are going to be viable births. And since you have a Rov, you weren't over any Daraisa. Want to say Midrabani, you want to be Choshish B'Fakasha. But to tell me that midoraisa, you're not samech on the roof, why not? Why, if you eat an animal before 8 days, shecht an animal before 8 days, why is that considered an isur daraisa? That's erste kasha. Zweite kasha is the tvu ashur. Tvu ashur, yeridea simen tesvov. Erod gefrekt astira and Rambam. So exciting when they find astira and the Rambam. Because you know that there's always going to be some gishmaka yishuv and the astira, and the Rambam's going to come out dancing the Kazatska. In Yevamos, it says, Naflam Yevav, Amid Beis, Amale Relazer, Relav Hoshaya, Bereda Rav Idi, Hasam, Tanya, Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Hasam Tanan, Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Kol Shesha, Ba'odam, Shloshim Yom, Eino Nefel. If a Vlad, a child, a baby, lasted for 30 days, he doesn't have a Din Nefel. Even if he dies afterwards, you say that it was a viable baby, and it has a Din of a living person, not a Nefel. But if it doesn't wait for 30 days, then it's a Suffolk. If it's a Nefel, and if that's the case, when a woman has a child who dies within 30 days, the din is she does chalitza and she doesn't do yibam. She does chalitza because maybe it was an eifel. She's chayiv in chalitza. But she can't do yibam because maybe it wasn't an eifel. And she's not chayiv in yibam. She's not allowed to do yibam. V'itmar, and it says in this Mishnah, Meis Pesachle Shoshimem Leidasoi V'omdov in his kacha. Let's say she taka got married. It died within 30 days and she got married. Ravina Mishmei Derova Omar Imeishis Yisrael, if she's an Eishis Yisrael. So then Choletzis, let her do Chalitza Misafik. Doshatnish, what's the problem? She'll do Chalitza, she'll stay with her husband. But if she's an Eishis Koyen, she doesn't do Chalitza. Why not? Because if she does Chalitza, then she's going to be usher to her husband. So we don't make her do chalitza b'diavad. So if the child dies within 30 days, we say that she doesn't have to do chalitza. Why? Why doesn't she have to do chalitza? She'll be usher to her husband. Make her do chalitza, maybe it was a nefil. The answer is, zok tesis in idem im dalet omid beis, di bamaskel di kin. That was samich on the roof. Vozok the Rov. The Rov says that the child wasn't an Eifel. Since the child isn't an Eifel, the Rov is that a child isn't an Eifel. So, Mamela, the din is that you could be Samech on that Rov. Samech on that Rov, Sumu is a good, viable baby, and she can remain married to her husband. You don't make her do chalitza. She's an Eishes Kohen. Because you're Samech on the Rov that it wasn't an Eifel. So Paskins, the Rambam, Perak Beis, Melchasib, Halach of Aleph. So you see, Menat Torah, it's not even a Suffolk. But the Rabbanu, we make her do chalitza. If she's an Eishes Yisrael, if she's an Eishes Kohen, we say, no, 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 she doesn't do anything. Because Midoraisa, she's cool. So what do you see? Now you see an Ofen Astira. V'behema, what do we say? We say that it was a suffek. If it died before 8 days, by a behema, we say suffek. Mashen kein, when it comes to a person who dies before 30 days, we say no suffek. And the question is, Maishna? Why by an Adam do we say that there's no suffik? And by a behema we say that there is a suffik. In the Gemara in Shabbos Nefkuf Lamed Hamad Beis, Rav Shimon Gamliel shtel tzu between these two cases. He says, Kol shah shah shleishim yoyim ba'adam einay nefel. Shenamru ufduyev mi ben chodesh tifte. Shmoni siyami behema einay nefel. Shenamru yom shmi yiratil karban, hal yiratil karban. See, he brings down both dinim. If you waited 30 days, it's not an nefel. And 8 days by behema, it's not an nefel. So why all of a sudden do we see now a difference in halacha? That when it comes to a, that's how the Rambam paskins, right? That when it comes to a behema, we say that it's a suffik nefel for 8 days. And when it comes to a person, we say midaraisa, it's not even a suffik mashna. Rav Shimon Gamliel compared the two. It's safe to say they have the same din. And by a person, we say rov vlados aren't nefels. File the rov. So why don't we also file the rov by behema? Great question. And say that it's not b'di'evit you're allowed to eat it, b'di'evit you weren't over nisa d'oraisa. No, the Rambam says you're over nisa d'oraisa. If you ate the behema that was shechted before 8 days, it's a nisa d'oraisa. Why is it a nisa d'oraisa? What did you do? You ate an animal that al-pi rov is not a nefel. So it wasn't, we're not going to give you a medal, but it was, shouldn't be an Issa Doraisa. Follow the rov. Again, Rav Gamliel shtel tzu between Adam and Behema. So say, Adam, you have a rov. Adam, you now let it, Adam until 30 days is not considered a nefel. Adam until 30 days, after 30 days is not a nefel. But even before 30 days, you can be somech on the rov. And only b'di'evid you make only l'chatchili you make the woman do chalitza midrabban. But b'di'evid she's cool because midoraisa you say that it wasn't an eifel the child before 30 days. But by behemah you say if he shechted before 8 days then it was an eifel and you're so choshish that we say the person was even over nisidoraisa. Maishna. How can be machalik between the two? So now we get to our Dogel Mei Ravova. The Dogel Mei Ravova is Miyashiv, the Rambam, based on a Tesis, in Yevamos, and in Nida. The Tosfos says that it's true that there's a Rov that are not Nephilim, but there's a Miut that's Shchiach that is Nephilim. You have a Miut HaShochiach that are Nephilim. It's a big yisod. And it's something that happens. And therefore, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that you're choshish for this miyut hamatsui. And what does he say to do? He says to wait. He says to wait 30 days to see if the child. Only after 30 days, you know, the child is a viable child. And only after 8 days, you know, the animal is a viable animal. It's a miyut hamatsui. And that explains our concern here. You're right, it's a rov. Rov aren't nephilim. But he still says, even though rov aren't nephilim, still, wait and see. Because it's a miyut hamatsui. So based on that, the Dogel Mei Ravova says we can answer we can explain the chiluk, why we're more machmir when it comes to a behema. Rambam is more machmir when it comes to a behema than when it comes to an adam. Why? Because a suffik nefil is a miut hamatsui. So let's see. When it comes to people, what do we say? We say that there's no cheskas iser. The second the child is born, now this woman no longer has a cheskas asura l'shuk, because she's holding her baby in her hands. And since she's holding the baby in her hands, so she might have had beforehand a cheskas iser l'shuk. She did. But now there's a serious race on that chazaka, because she's holding a baby. So once she's holding a baby, no longer aser, no longer a chi of yiba. That's when it comes to a person. But when it comes to an animal, when the animal is born, there's a cheskas iser. What's the cheskas iser? Iser she'en hazvucha. You're not allowed to eat the animal. So you're not allowed to eat this animal. And together with the iser to eat the animal, you also have a, because of the cheskas she'en hazvucha, you also have a miud hamatsui that this animal is a nefil. So what do? We do a kombina. We combine. And we say that the miud hamatsui of nefil combines together with the cheskas einas vucha, and if the person ate the animal, even with the evid, we say Isser daraisa. No malchus, but isser daraisa. But when it comes to a person, it's a mir hamatsui. You should be choshesh. And if you can do chalitza. If the child dies within 30 days, if she's an ashes Yisrael, do chalitza just to be sure. But midaraisa, we say that since the rov is that the child is not an nefil, and there's no cheskas iser, so you can go after the rov, and midaraisa she's muteris lashuk. And that's the difference between Adam and Behema. The gabe Behema, there's a cheskas iser, which makes it palgo 50-50 cheskas iser plus miut against the rov 50-50. So we're now in Sveka d'oraisa, it's mamish scary. Now let's do it. Rav Shimon Gamliel says don't eat it. Rambam says even is d'oraisa. And when it comes to a Adam, there there's no cheskas iser. There there's no cheskas iser l'shuk, because she has the baby, she's holding the baby in her hand. Rov lados are b'nei kayama. Since rov lados are b'nei kayama, mid'oraisa, she's allowed to get married. No cheskas iser. Midarabban, and we tell her 30 days. If she already got married, then do chalitza if the child died. Say that. But midaraisa, go with the roof. So to explain the dogel may revava, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz Zecher Tzadik Livracha says the following: that we saw in the previous shiur that we reviewed at the outset, that according to Rabbanan, the way we paskin, Rov is a beirur. Rov is misalik the suffik. Rov knocks the suffik out of the park. Once you have a Rov, you have nothing to worry about. Same thing with a Rov. You have a good Rov, nothing to worry about. If you have a Rov, you're cool. So normally, it knocks it out of the park. And therefore, you're not chosh, lo chashin, lo miyut, lo fi lechachamim. And therefore, Rov versus Chazaka, the Rov beats the Chazaka because Chazaka is only Mekreshel Suffolk. And if there is a Rov, there is no Suffolk because the Rov completely is Mesalik the mute. However, even Lashitas Chachamim, they're not so close minded. They say that, yeah, normally Rov is Mesalik the Suffolk, it removes the Suffolk. But there's also a Rov. That's a psak din. Because there still is a zanhaga. There still is a suffik. And you just follow the rov. It's zanhaga to follow the rov. This is exactly the way Rav Meir holds in all the robes. Chachama holds in certain robes. So, if the robe can't be misalik the suffix completely, then Taka, there's still a miut. They agree to Rav Meir. We say smoch miut al chazaka, and you're choshish for the miut. So only when the rov is a din beirur, only then you say that there's no, you're not chosh for the miut at all, goodbye miut, everything's fine, go with the rov. But when there is a chash for the miut, when it's not misalik like the suffik, then you have to be choshish for the miut. So the chiddush of the dogma of rov is that b'miut hamotzei v'dover ahoyve, if it's a common miut, then the rov isn't misalik like that. And you can't say miut a command alese. So mitzad hanhaga, the rov is misalik. The rov, you paskin by the rov. Doesn't matter if it's a miut hamotzei, a miut shein hamotzei. You paskin like the rov. And for that reason, there's a chilik between a behem and a yavama. Yavama, we paskin that she's muteris min hatorah b'lo chalitza, because you're samech on the rov. But when it comes to a behema, you have to get it with the behema, right? You have the cheskas iser, smoch miut ala chazaka, and you have to be choshish for such a miut. And that's exactly the makor for what we've been saying. That two types of rovs. There's a rov that's misalik, a rov that's not misalik. So when it comes to an adam, you say, listen, since the miut is a miut hamatsui, we're still going to be choshish for that miut. That lechatchila, if she's an eshes Yisrael, we tell her to do chalitza if the child dies within 30 days. Because you're not sure. It's a miut hamatsui, you have to be choshish for such a miut. But b'di'evet, after the fact, she's already married to an ish, married to a kohen. Tell him to stay married, and you're samech on the rov, because there's no chazaka. Just a regular miut. When it comes to a behema, that together with the miut, you also have a cheskas shein and zvucha, there you have to be choshish midoraisa, and therefore it's asrif midiyevit. But you see that the Rabbanan also hold to the sheet of Rabbi Meir. It's exactly like our Yisot, that their machlokas is whether Rov is misalik the suffix completely, as a Chachamim hold. And Rabbi Meir holds that it's not, there still is a mute. Chachamim say mute command alese. Rabbi Meir says mute command ise, there is a mute. But in certain instances, even the Chachamim agree that the mute still exists. And that's if it's a mute amatsi. And that's when it comes to Nephalim. Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Simin Shinai and Gimel Sif Dalid, paskins that a Kohen becomes Tamei to his son, but only if he dies after 30 days. If he dies within 30 days, he doesn't become Tamei because he's a Suffolk Nephil, unless we know that Kol Lo Chadashav, that he went the full nine, then you can be Metamei. But otherwise, don't be Metamei because he's a Suffolk Nephil. And a person's not allowed, a coin's not allowed to become tummy to a nephil. So they ask in the name of the Gra, why are we somech on the rov that are not nephilim? It's a mitzvah's essay to be nitma to krovim, and rov babies aren't nephilim. So why don't we tell him, be mekayim your mitzvah's essay, and don't be choshish for the nephilim because it's a mute. Like Yevama. Rambam paskins amdavin is kacha l'kohen, that if she becomes chalitza she also him. We tell her don't do anything, stay married and be somech on the rov that your child was a ben kayama. So to answer this kasha, Reb Chaim says that we darshan in Torah's Kohanim lo yitama levadei mitam v'enu mitalam a sofik. Can only mitam if vadei yichayv to mitame, and not if there's a sofik if yichayv to mitame. Frakdin amuka yosef, what do I need a pasuk for? Pshita you go l'chomer medaraisa. And now it'll be over in Isser Tumah Misafik. Assuming that Sveikah D'Araisa L'chumra is Min HaTorah. Maybe there's a raya that it's Min D'Rabbanan Lefi this Medrash, because you need a special need a special Limud Ein Metameh Al HaSafik. Because normally you could be Mekel Min D'Araisa and here now. Okay. HaKopanim, if you hold like the Rashi Safik Sveikah D'Araisa L'chumra Min HaTorah and many others Sveikah D'Araisa L'chumra Min HaTorah, so then Pshita that you have to be Machmir Misafik. And now it'll be over and Isser Tumah Misafik, and for the Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Reish Samach Dalet, that you need this miut l'gabei Safik Nefil, that without the miut, it would be mutter to become tummy to the Safik Nefil, because there's a hachrov, the rov, that he's not a Nefil. And we learn from this miut that he's still a Safik. That Sof calls Sof, there's still a Safik. And there's Gzeres HaKasuv, that even though you have a Rov, but you're only Matami Alavadeh Velo Ala Safik. Even if it's a Rov, but it's still a Safik. That's like the famous Shita Mekubetis in the name of the Tosis HaRosh, right? That if you have animals, Kafatecham and Amuyon Letochem, that if you have animals that are being counted from Isaac Behem, and one of them was counted and went out and then went back into the pen, and now you don't know, it's mixed up with all the other animals, so we don't file the Rov. Why not? Why not? It's Batal Barov. So what's the answer? The answer is, it needs to be a Siri Vade, not a Siri Suffolk. And even if it jumps back in, so there's still, you're right, you have a Rov, but it's still a Suffolk. Each animal is still a Suffolk if it's Chayv and Meiser Behem. So you see from there, famous Yisod is discussed in tens of thousands of Svarim, that Rov still blives a Suffolk. You can file the Rov, but in cases where you need a Vadai, such a Rov doesn't help. Rov doesn't help because Rov still makes the suffix, but you file the Rov. Even there's a Hanava, the Halacha is to file the Rov. But does that mean we're absolutely sure? No. So here too, you're right, you have a Rov, that it's a good viable baby, but it's a Rov, it's still a suffix, and here if Xeris HaKasada, you need a Vada, that's the Minchas Chinuch's Teretz. But this isn't so Pashut, because the Shemaitze says in Shemaitze Beis, Perek Tesavov, that the Rosh is only talking about a Ruba de Isei Kaman. Ruba de Isei Kaman is Xeris HaKosov. Because you don't really know, if you find a piece of meat, there are 9 kosher stores and 1 unkosher store. You find a piece of meat on the street, you don't know that it really came from the kosher store. Maybe it came from the unkosher store. What, it never happens then? You go with less percentage, meaning there's only a 10% chance, 20% chance, 30%, 45% chance that it came from the unkosher store. It can't be that it came from the unkosher store. How do you know? The answer is Xeris HaKosov. So Xeris HaKasav that you file the Rov. So in such an instance, we say that it's Xeris HaKasav, but there's still a suffix. Xeris HaKasav is filed. But if it's a miut, the lesse come on. What's a miut? Ruba the lesse come on. If it's a Ruba the lesse come on, that we already discussed in a previous shir, that if it's Ruba the lesse come on, like Rav Chanan explains to the Shmaitza, that's a Vaday. Because that's a Teva. That's the way the world is. Rov Bilos Achar Abal, loads of Ruba de Lesa Kamans, something that's not just statistics that you have numbers, but something that's the nature of the world. So that's a Ruba de Lesa Kaman. And a Ruba de Lesa Kaman, that's a Rov of Svara, and that's a Vaday. So if that's the case, this is a Ruba de Lesa Kaman. That it's not that we did numbers, how many are not Nephilim and how many are Nephilim. It's Teva Olam. That's the nature that when a woman gives birth, it's not going to be an Evil. Since Ruba says that's a Vaday, it's Shafta Vaday, as they say in Lakewood. It's a Ruba the Lesser come on. So Nachamo, we should say that you should become Sof Tami to a Nefil. Ala Vaday Umatam Bimatami Ala Sofek. So why do you need to be Mamayat a Sofek? Of course you're Machmir and a Sofek, the Menachas Chinuch said, Nefil. And the Menachas Chinuch wanted to say that Nefil is a Sofek. Nefil is not a Sofek, it's Ruba the Lesser come on. Ruba the Lesser come on, it's Vaday. So what do you need? Ain matame al suffik? We can't be talking about Nefil. Nefil's a Vaday. And every other suffik can't be a chiddush by Nefil, that even though there's a Rov, you still need a Vaday, because this is a Vaday. And you can't be talking about other Sveikas, because of course you're Machmer and other Sveikas, other suffik tumas. If you're not sure if you're allowed to be matame to this person or not, of course you have to be Machmer. And it also can't be talking about a Nefil, because a Nefil's a Vaday. That you can be metame to it. But based on what we said, it's a different reason. It's because we paskin, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that you're choshesh for the miut hamatsui of Nephilim. And as we explained the yisod of the Dogel Meir Avava, that you can't say in our case that lesser the suffix, that the suffix doesn't exist. Avada is a suffix. It's a miur hamatzui. If it's a miur hamatzui, there's a suffix. And the Rov wasn't misalik the suffix. When it comes to Nephilim, there is a miur hamatzui. There is still a suffix. You file the Rov. Al pidin, you file the Rov. And if she got married to a Kohen, they stay married no chalitza. Assume that it wasn't a Nephil. That she had a child, and she's not chayv and chalitz, and she's cool. She stays married to Mr. Cohen, and they live happily ever after. They have a yiddish and nachas, from kinder and einiklich and ir einiklich, and it's going to be l'duri duris. But it's only midin psak, midin anhaga, that you follow the rule. But it's still a suffik, and therefore, since it's still a suffik, for that you need the limud. Metame alavadai ven metame ala suffik. You're not allowed to be metame such a suffik, that even though you have a rov, but it still blibes a suffik, because it's a miyut hamatsui. And that would explain the teres kohanim. So we learned a big yisod in this shir. We have a lot more to do. I'm saying this is just tipping the iceberg. But I think we had 30 very good minutes of trying to understand two different types of rovs and how they are expressed in the various sugyas. And I bless ourselves that we should be zoich l'taka l'ilmod u'l'lami l'shmo v'lasas u'l'kayim is called divrei salma torasa bi'ahava. And remember that after all the gishmak alamdis sof dover akol nishma es elokim yura etz mitzvayis of shmar ki zeh kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.